This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Pope Francis officially began his duties today at St. Peter's Square in Rome. He is the 266th Pope for the Catholic Church and the very first from Latin America. Here in the Triangle, there is a fast-growing Latino population. Many of them are Catholic. So what are the conversations in North Carolina's Latino communities about this new pope? Luis Royo is coordinator of Hispanic Ministries at St. Thomas More Church in Chapel Hill, and he joins us today. Luis, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to this conversation.
It's my pleasure. Give us an idea of the scope. I'm assuming that the Latino population is the fastest growing Catholic population in the Triangle in North Carolina. Am I right?
Yes, it is. We have a very growing community. Young people, kids, young adults, many people are coming to this area, and they are coming to our church to worship God and to build community.
So I'm sure there is not only one voice in the various Latino communities around this area. What are you hearing about this new pope? What are people saying?
Everybody is happy because we have one of us, one Latino now, the Vatican, leading the church, guiding us as our universal pastor. So we are very happy of Francis, our pope.
Well, it's interesting to think about that because on the one hand, we can understand that. That's why we invited you here. We made this assumption. On the other hand, you know, this is a man who acts as bridge between God and man. There should be no differences among us. And so it shouldn't really matter whether he's Italian or Polish or Argentinian. And yet it does. Tell us why this is important.
Okay, this is very important because Catholic Church in Latin America has been very strong for centuries. But at this time, Catholic Church has turned to our Latin America looking for a new pope, which for us is very significant because it's putting out the shadows, I would say, and now in the spotlight, the Latin American Catholicism and maybe the different things in different experience pope who grew up in Latin America can share with the whole world because, as you mentioned, the pope is the pope to everyone, doesn't matter the nation. But, of course, his Latin American background will bring like a Latin American taste, I would say, to the church.
And what are some of the issues that that particularly in Latino communities they would like to see the pope address?
I would say social justice issues. Yeah, social justice is very strong among Latin American theologians and pastors and scholars. And the social teachings has been in the Catholic Church for centuries, for the whole life of the Catholic Church. But I think Pope Francis, I hope he will bring up all those teachings about solidarity, about subsidiarity, that are part of our Catholic teachings.
You know, it's interesting when you think about this growing Latino population here in the area in general and among Catholics in particular. Social justice is important, and yet these churches have been run by, you know, sort of English-speaking natives for a long time. Social justice is important. Has it been difficult to incorporate new Latinos into these various committees, particularly dealing with social justice, just giving some of the cultural differences?
Well, social justice is always something in the mind of every Latino because almost everyone is struggling with something related to social justice. I would say when renting an apartment, when looking for health care, you are involved in different way with social justice issues. But unfortunately, for many Latinos, speaking out about these issues is not that easy because maybe they don't are strong enough to speak out about these issues, especially when some of them lack of some papers or in very difficult situation at work.
So do you think that, and sort of getting back to something you said earlier, that having a pope who speaks their language as his first language gives newcomers to this area more confidence, the ability to speak out.
Yes, that's right. That's my hope. Having a Pope that speaks Spanish, Latino, would encourage people to be more confident, to build courage, to speak out, to be proud of being Catholic and showing the Catholic faith publicly and sharing our faith openly and getting involved in different committees about social justice. I hope this good turn in our church, having a Latino Pope, will be for the better for our Latino population, not only in the Triangle area, but in America.
There is another side to this, and that is that this Pope has been, there are some questions about his tenure in Argentina and his relationship with the governments there, particularly during the Dirty War, whether or not he was rigid enough in opposition, whether he may have been complicit. Do those questions arise? Do you hear talk about that within Latino communities?
I haven't heard about the Latino communities, but maybe this is something in time will be clarified. People will know about his role during that time in Argentina. But as I've seen this Pope, I think he has been very committed with the poor, very committed with the regular people. So I can't imagine he was just standing by when people were suffering in Argentina. I for sure he was involved helping out people.
What's your sense of this Pope and the direction he might take in some of the other issues that wouldn't deal or bear directly on particularly immigration and some of the other issues that may be close to the hearts of Latinos in this country, just in general, on some of the more controversial issues? How do you see this Pope moving forward, given what you know about him now?
I think Pope would be a very significant figure in upcoming years, for not only for Latinos and our immigration concerns, but to everyone who is suffering in the world. He has talked about a church for the poor. He wants to lead the church to enact all the Catholic social teachings. And I can see in the future a church even more involved with all the concerns of the regular people, the daily life.
One of the concerns about people who are poor is their voice in the political structure, whether or not they have standing in the political structure at large. And of course, for the Catholic Church, the question of the role of women has been very important. Women feel that they have been voiceless. They're not allowed to be priests, and their role in the church is definitely subservient to men. Does that have to change? And do you think this Pope will have any impact on that? Even if he doesn't go as far as allowing ordination, will there be some change, do you think, in the role, the very important role of women in the church?
Being a Latin American Pope, probably, for sure, he has lived in his country the role of women in the church. In Latin American countries, we have many women really involved, and not only in the church, but also in education, in hospitals, as nuns and lay people. And the role of the women in the Catholic Church is very important. Not being ordained as priests doesn't mean we do not recognize the value of women and their dignity and all the good things they have been doing and are doing currently in every corner of this world. There are many places in Latin America where, in absence of a priest, there are women leading the church, doing great things. And I think that experience would also lead Pope Francis to to invite women to get more active in many, many different roles in the church.
Do you think that by not allowing women to become priests, that still sends a message that you are somehow less than fully equal with the men of this church?
I don't think so. It depends. What do you consider equal? We are equal in dignity. We are all sons of God. Christ died for all of us and invited all of us to be part of his mission, and we are together equal in that mission. The role you are doing in the church, it doesn't mean you are less, because you leading by that way of thing, you could say if you are a bishop, then you are more you have more dignity than a lay person, and that's not true. And you are men or women, that's not true. You have more or less dignity.
Well, Luis, I want to thank you very much for talking with us today. So good to talk with you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Luis Royo is coordinator of Hispanic Ministries at St. Thomas More Church in Chapel Hill. Just ahead, how the humanities can save the world. A conversation on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay with us.